more than 230 shelters in the southeastern part of that state. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get incredible deals on the latest flooring trends at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale and transform your home today. All pre-finished hardwood and all bamboo is on sale, including $1 off per square foot on 17 Bellawood floors. Get the best deals on the best selection of Woodlook waterproof floors, like 45% off vinyl plank, 43% off Woodlook tile, and 17% off new Click ceramic plank. More from 49 cents plus special financing. The Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Voters are split, it appears, when it comes to the president's plan to send more troops to Afghanistan, as we hear from correspondent Joe Gomez.
A new Politico Morning Consult poll shows 45% of voters are in support of sending more troops to Afghanistan, while 41% opposed the plan and 14% had no opinion.
That survey finding backing for the troop increase is greater among Republicans than Democrats or independents. The government's jobs report is due out on Friday, but a private sector report is out that claims the economy added nearly 250,000 jobs this month. It's from Moody's Analytics and private payroll giant ADP, showing 237,000 new jobs filled in August. That would be the biggest jump in 5 months in that survey. The government has released an economic report today showing that the economy grew at an annualized rate of 3% in the year's second quarter. It's better than the 2.8% rise that analysts had predicted. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Fall is the best time to feed your lawn. With 10% off Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food at the Home Depot. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard feeds your lawn to build strong, deep grass roots for winter when you need it most. So it'll be lush, green, and beautiful next spring when you want it most. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food. 10% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 4th.
Amazon and Microsoft now working together to try to get their voice assistants to talk with one another. The tech giants announcing today that people using Amazon's Alexa and those with Microsoft's Cortana will be able to interact with each other's voice assistants, meaning Alexa users will be able to have Cortana book meetings and, say, remind you to pick up milk on the way home. Cortana customers will be able to ask Alexa to control their smart home devices and to shop on Amazon.com. According to tech news website TechCrunch, the hookup will be in place a little bit later this year. Comedian Kathy Griffin retracting her apology. She says she's no longer sorry about the scandalous picture of her holding what appeared to be the severed head of President Trump. After that photo was released in May, Griffin did apologize on Twitter, saying she was wrong to do the stunt and that it went too far. But during a satellite interview for an Australian TV network yesterday, the comic said she is no longer sorry. Griffin now says the whole...
See the lab reports and reviews the prostate pill companies don't want you to see. Find out which pills really work and which ones are just a big waste of money. This website is already a blockbuster, and right now, this information is still absolutely free. So say goodbye to your prostate problems once and for all. Go to prostatereport.com. That's prostatereport.com.
More now on impacts from Harvey being felt all across the nation as gasoline prices are the highest in 2 years, as nearly 25% of U.S. oil refineries have shut down. Mark Mayfield with more.
On the other hand, oil prices are down. U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude futures were off 9 cents to $46.35 a barrel in international trading this morning. European Brent
found at the foot of the pedestal, the rest of its head on a hill.
We can't just desecrate a monument to them just because you don't like what they did.
Neighbor Pat Gambardella talking about Christopher Columbus's treatment of Native Americans. Columbus statues have also been vandalized in Buffalo and Houston. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
The United Nations Security Council unanimously condemning North Korea's latest missile launch. The North launching the missile early Tuesday. It sailed over Japan's northernmost island before falling into the sea. President Trump issuing a strong warning as well, saying all options are still on the table. And more proof dinosaurs likely once roamed the Front Range, a rare fossil recently recovered by a construction crew in Thornton, Colorado. Discover us online without having to hunt. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety,
HCRDB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Famous Lindbergh trial. My job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though. Because we're over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by the Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. American breed. One of the band members has a birthday today. Celebrity birthdays. Coming to you. Well, here we are. Feel like fall yet? It's crazy. It's like we just turned a switch. Welcome to Good Morning Hunterdon on WHCR-TV. Bringing you all our information that we want to get to you about Hunterdon County, the Chamber of Commerce. And just getting ready to go to work or do whatever you need to do. It is 10 after 8. If you're going to get anywhere, I got to tell you about the traffic. And I do that by going to HARTTN.com, which you can do too. Just register with them and they'll send you alerts via email, which you can catch on your smartphone. You pick the areas, the roads that you would like to get alerts about. So you're not wading through erroneous emails to find out what you need to avoid. One alert came out at 6:53 this morning, 78 eastbound at exit 16. It was a motor vehicle accident. And I'm assuming by now that's all taken care of. That's it. Safe, sound, smart. Good morning, Hunterdon, Chamber Radio Traffic. You know, it's funny. I don't recall seeing on HERTTN.com that Main Street here in Flemingdon is blocked going from North Main and East Main all the way down to about the old courthouse. So if you're coming into Flemingdon, you need to use Broad Street because you're not going to get very far from a Walter Ferrand Boulevard. So just an FYI. So what's on Huntshipper.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. We have Diane Lane has a very bad cold after watching her grandkids. So she is not in commission today to talk with me about vacations. So we're going to struggle with that. And Michelle Heide's out. So I am going solo today on my stuff. So at 8:30, I'll be doing the investment update. At 8:40, we normally have vacations. Diane Lane is not available, so we're going to fly solo today and do what we can to get you other information and about Hunterdon County and all the things that you might want to do. At 10 o'clock, it's Staying Young, a show dedicated to medical information that's for the casual and the layman. So they give you good insight about medicine and techniques and advice to make sure that you're staying young and living well. So it's on from 10 to 11. At 11 o'clock, it's Raising Conscious Kids Radio. Kim Pramatic believes that everybody needs to raise kids a different way in the 21st century. Kids today are more technologically savvy. They are more in tune with their surroundings. They're more emotionally charged and focused. And so that requires a different way of parenting. And so she's helping the kids by helping you, giving you insight into the differences between the way you grow up and the way you're going to raise your kids. So Raising Conscious Kids is on from 11 to 12. A little while ago, we heard the advertisement for Ruth Altamira Roll for Counselor Chat. She has a practice here in Flemington over 30 years, and she would like to help you with good mental health, helping you with all sorts of mental and emotional afflictions. Mental Health Matters is Larry Cartwright. Ruth Altamira Roll helps you with that. Stress management, anger management, all the things that help you get through your day and get through the challenges of your life. Ruth brings that to you from 12 to 1. 2 to 3 is Modern Design. That's Rich Scuderi, interior designer of Maven Hill Design. Rich brings you techniques and advice to do interior decorating, contemporary interior decorating on a dime, frugal, talking about neat ways of overcoming the challenges that you face in your home to get a new, fresh look. Talented People, Jeannie Murphy, is here doing all sorts of interviews with folks that she comes in contact with as part of the Jeannie Murphy Public Relations. And so authors and public speakers and unique, skilled individuals. The Human Side, David White and Art Nevins interview folks, give you a perspective about the human condition and how people help one another. And then we finish up the day with Legends of Success, interviewing business icons and their philosophies from 5 to 6. That is the entire Hunt and Chamberlain.com lineup. It's all there on the Hunt and Chamberlain.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunt and Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntandChamberlain.com. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a moment. WHCRDB.
County Chamber of Commerce and the Flemington Community Partnership for their Card Club networking event hosted by Northfield Bank on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Northfield Bank's Flemington office right here on Main Street. For details and to RSVP, visit hunterdon-chamber.org or call 908-782-7115. See you there.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntardonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This is Ricky Nelson helping me with BrandonLocks.com celebration services for the month, week, and day. It's American Adventures Month, American Artists Appreciation Month. Got the River Fest going on this next weekend, so you can appreciate artists over there. American Indian Heritage Month, American History Essay Contest. It's Argust International Pirate Month, Black Business Month, Boomers Making a Difference Month, Bystander Awareness Month, Children's Eye Health and Safety Month, Child Support Awareness Month. It is Children's Vision and Learning Month, Get Ready for Kindergarten Month, Happiness Happens Month, and Motorsports Awareness Month. I know Jim Gano is very aware of motorsports. Talks about it all the time on Taking Care of Business. Happily Married Husband and Wife Week, starting on the 27th. Chuck Wagon Races. World Water Week. An interesting story about Budweiser I'm going to tell you about in a little bit. Be Kind to Humankind Week. I bet you're wondering how Budweiser and water go together. North American Organic Brewers Week, finished up on the 27th. And for today, International Cabernet Sauvignon Day, International Day of the Victims of Enforced Disappearances, International Whale Shark Day, National Grief Awareness Day. Ruth Altamore Roll might be able to help you with that today from noon to one. National Holistic Pet Day. It's Tug of War Day, and it's National Toasted Marshmallow Day. That's why we had Ricky Nelson on. Celebration of services for the month, week, and day from BrownieLocks.com. Pick something and get involved. Vitamin C comes from the Good News Network. McKinley Corbley, on August 28th, wrote this article. Five amazing ways people are aiding Hurricane Harvey evacuees. Since Hurricane Harvey hit the Gulf Coast this weekend, thousands of Texans have evacuated the afflicted area. Businesses and individuals alike have been ready to help out. From rescuing trapped families and Houston residents to going out of their way to provide clean water and resources to storm shelters. Whatever the case, here are five ways that the world is helping Houston in their time of need. Number five, Brandy Smith of KHOU News is being hailed for her part in rescuing a stranded truck driver who had become trapped in the vehicle by rising floodwaters. When Smith first spotted the driver from a highway overpass, she voiced her concern over the man's safety. She was unsure of what to do until she saw an oncoming car with a rescue boat in tow. She then chased after the vehicle until she finally flagged it down and pointed out a stranded truck driver. The rescuers were able to float alongside the truck until they could pull the driver to safety. Number four, Southwest Airlines has transported 500 flood victims from Houston Hobby or Airport to Dallas on Sunday. Hundreds of passengers had become stranded after Federal Aviation Association had closed the airport to non-emergency air traffic on Sunday morning. After Southwest requested clearance from the FAA to fly, however, they were able to load up five Boeing 575s with hurricane evacuees. Number three, beer company Anheuser-Busch has temporarily stopped brewing beer so they can send canned water to emergency water shelters. The company has already shipped over 50,000 cans of drinking water from their brewery in Cartersville, Georgia, to Red Cross centers and evacuation points in Louisiana. Throughout the year, we periodically pause beer production at our Cartersville, Georgia brewery to produce emergency canned drinking water so we are ready to help out communities across the country in times of crisis. Putting our production and logistics strengths to work by providing safe, clean drinking water is the best way we can help in these situations, said brewmaster Sarah Schilling in a statement according to Fox 5 News. And there's an interesting picture here of the Anheuser-Busch Eagle on the side of a white can with blue lettering that says water. Number two, 18 seniors were rescued from an assisted living facility in Dickinson, Texas, after a photo of themselves sitting in waist-deep water went viral on Twitter. The photo was originally sent to Timothy McIntosh by his mother-in-law, Trudy Lampson. Lampson, who is the owner of the La Vita Bella nursing home in the photo, said that despite the rising floodwaters, they were still awaiting rescue. Nursing home representatives had already been told not to evacuate since the facility had never been flooded. Photos, however, obviously proved otherwise. McIntosh then published the photo on Twitter, where it was reposted over 2,000 times. Hours after the photo was published, the Galveston County Office of Emergency Management used boats and helicopters to escort the residents to safety, many of whom were confined to wheelchairs or required oxygen tanks. And number one, Airbnb has changed their rules of service so that Texas users can offer up their place of residence to Hurricane Harvey evacuees for free. This is not the first time that the company has offered free service. Airbnb also waived its service fees in 2015 for Hurricane Matthew evacuees, individuals affected by the Barcelona attacks, and refugees fleeing the Syrian civil war. So finally, people come in need. It's so sad, really, that we have to have these types of extreme conditions for our world to wake up, put away their differences, and simply overcome the challenges that people face. It's also sad that as far as you are from the particular afflicted area, it's like we really don't have a clue as to what people are going through. You know, we had some rain yesterday, and our weekend is going to be miserably rained on and for Labor Day. These people could care less. They're trying to survive. They're trying to find out whether they have stuff there or not. They're trying to find out whether they have a home or where their loved ones are. And it's these people that are trying to make a difference in closing the gap of those that are completely engaged and those that really are just sitting there dealing with the day-to-day. Congratulations to all those people, those businesses, doing all the work that they do to help out and putting aside their profits for the sake of humanity. Vitamin C for today. It is time for celebrity birthdays. Who has a birthday today, August 30th?
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Oh, this
The old disc jockey almanac has its celebrity birthdays for today. From Game of Thrones, Jessica Henwick is 25. Vikings, Gala Weiss is 26. Singer, Bebe Rexha is 28. She's also an actress in Havana Brown. Actress in Easy A, Joanna Brady is 30. What's Eating Gilbert Grape, Cameron Finley is 30. Fright Night, Emily Montague is 33. From Hook, Max Hoffman is 33. Tennis pro Andy Roddick is 35. Actress in Pratty, Your Words Are Empty and So Is Your Heart, Vanessa Britting is 37 today. 37th birthday of Angel Colby from Merlin. Hell or High Water, Marin Ireland is 38. Actress in Shallow Hal, Stacey Fusion, is 39. The Words, Gianpaolo Venuta, is 39. The Butterfly Effect, Eldon Hansen, is 40. Sarah Jane Potts is 41 from The Chameleon. TV personality, Lisa Ling, is 44. From Lost, Kimberly Joseph, is 44. There's Something About Mary. Cameron Diaz is 45 today. Wild Wild West, Frederic Vanderwall is 50 today. 51st birthday of Michael Michelle from How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Mad TV's Nelson Asuncia. Is 53. The Shield, Michael Chiklis, is 54. Tinker Taylor, Soldier Spy, Mark Strong is 54. Death Machine, Eli Puget, is 57. Actress in Simon and Simon, Joan McMurtney, 59. One Life to Live, Dorian Lapinto, is 60. Drag Me to Hell, David Paymer, is 63. The Last Picture Show, Timothy Bottoms, is 66. Comedian Lewis Black is 69 today. From the Mod Squad, Peggy Lipton is 71. Olympic champion skier Jean-Claude Keeley is 74. John McNally is 76 from the Searchers. U.S. Congressman Ben Jones, also an actor in The Dukes of Hazzard. He is 76. Elizabeth Ashley is 78 from Another World. Head of the Class, William G. Schilling is 78. Actor in THX 1138. Don Pedro Colley is 79. Warren Buffett turned 87 today from, obviously, in businessman and overseeing Berkshire Hathaway. Bill Daly is 90 today. He was in I Dream of Jeannie and The Bob Newhart Show. Those are celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntshaver.com and we'll get it on the show to celebrate. So here are the Searchers, and we'll be right back with news in just a few minutes.
I saw her today, I saw her face, was a face I loved, and I knew I had to run away, get down on my knees and pray, that they'd go away, but still they began, needles and pins.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tropical storm Harvey is now sweeping back on shore at this hour, continuing to pour heavy rain on the Gulf Coast, having made landfall again near Cameron, Louisiana. And storm surge warnings are predicting seawater could rise 2 to 4 feet. That is, Texas is still devastated. Here's Bill Zimfer with an update.
Still dire for those in the Houston area where many neighborhoods are underwater. Mayor Sylvester Turner says it won't end when the rain stops.
But the 1 trillion gallons of rain still have to go somewhere. So we're not done with the flooding, even if the skies are clear.
Meanwhile, six deaths are being reported in Galveston County along the Texas Gulf Coast due to Harvey. The medical examiner says most of the deaths were from flooding. This, in addition to a mounting death toll in the Houston area.
This is USA Radio News.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next-day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99. Place by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
Fall is the best time to feed your lawn. With 10% off Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food at the Home Depot. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard feeds your lawn to build strong, deep grass roots for winter when you need it most. So it'll be lush, green, and beautiful next spring when you want it most. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food. 10% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 4th.
President Trump visits the Harvey storm zone yesterday and praises the coordination between local, state, and federal agencies in response to that massive storm.
The sad thing is that this is long term. Nobody's ever seen anything this long, and nobody's ever seen this much water in particular. The wind was pretty horrific, but the water has never been seen like this to the extent.
Airbnb extending its free housing program to Texas victims of Harvey. The disaster relief program gives Airbnb hosts and surrounding areas a chance to offer free housing to victims of Tropical Storm Harvey. President Trump condemning the North Korean missile test. In a written statement, Trump says the communist nation continues to show contempt for its neighbors and the world. As for a possible U.S. response, he says again, all possible options are on the table. This latest missile flew right over northern Japan. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
President Trump will make a big pitch for sweeping tax reform when he heads to Missouri today. After the failure of health care reform in the Senate, taxes are at the top of the president's to-do list. Sarah Palin's fight for justice taking a blow in federal court. More on that story from USA's Jason Wirt.
A federal judge appointed by Democrat Bill Clinton is dismissing Sarah Palin's defamation lawsuit against the New York Times. Palin sued the Times earlier this year after an editorial suggested an ad from Palin's political action committee motivated the 2011 shooting of Democratic Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. The Times later posted a correction saying there was no evidence of any such link. The liberal judge said Palin was unable to prove the Times' mistake was intentionally malicious. There's no word from Palin's lawyers whether they're going to appeal the judge's decision. I'm Jason Wirt.
Former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer can finally check this off his bucket list as we hear from Mark Mayfield.
The devoutly Catholic Spicer finally met Pope Francis earlier this week at the annual International Catholic Legislators Network meeting at the Vatican. Spicer had reportedly been upset when back in May he was left off the list of people in the administration who met with the pontiff when President Trump made a visit. The White House said that was because of the limitations that were put in place by the Vatican, but it was widely reported as a snub.
And a new large international study finds carbohydrates can be worse than fats when it comes to people's risk of dying early. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Money, money, money. We
don't need your money. It's time for the investment update. Normally we do that with investment update. Co-host Michelle Heide from Patton Heide & Associates. She is off this week. Final wrap-ups with her kids and vacation and the like, so a little help from CNNmoney.com, we'll do it ourselves. The markets were up yesterday, surprisingly. The Dow went up 56 points. NASDAQ was up 18, and the S&P was up 2. With the Dow and the NASDAQ up about a little over a quarter percent, close to a third percent for the NASDAQ. Big movers yesterday. United Rentals was up 3.82%. Coty Inc. was up 3.41%. United Technologies Corp. 2.92%. Brown Foreman Corp. up 2.32%. And Raytheon up 2.17%. Losers. Remember I told you that Best Buy was going to report early in the morning? Well, apparently their call and their earnings did not go well. 11.93% down. Under Armour, two classes of stock, both down 2.95% and 2.79% respectively. Darden Restaurants down 2.59%. And Mattel still struggling. I guess kids aren't as interested in physical dolls as they are as much interested in video games. 2.19% down. World markets, everybody went up yesterday after a down day the previous day. The Nikkei was up 145 points, about 0.75%. The Hang Seng up 1.19%, 333 points. London close to 0.5%. Up 34 points. The DAX up 0.2%, 78 points. Over the last 3 months, all sectors, most of the sectors up positively. Four sectors not doing so well. Communications is pretty much flat. Transportation is flat. Consumer non-durables down 1.64%. Energy minerals down 4.36%. But that's actually a positive because it's been down much more prior to. So there's a sector rotation going on. The best sectors, health services right now up 6.71%. Retail trade up 4.38%. Technology services 4.24%. And finance has climbed over the last 3 months. It is now up at 4.19%. Even utilities at 3.69%. which signals a little bit of a defensive position. Commodities. Oil is at $46.10 a barrel, went down 0.75%. Gas is at $2.95, down 1%. Gold even fell 0.25%. It's at $1,315.30. Silver fell 0.25%, $17.38. Corn is at $3.48. What do you need to know and what news is making the markets move this morning? Oil is under pressure despite hearing about the issues with the refineries. U.S. crude futures slipped early Wednesday as Gulf Coast refineries braced for a fresh hit from Harvey. The storm has taken 11 refineries offline, and flooding has knocked off 18% of U.S. refining capacity, according to S&P Global Platts. Oil was trading at 0.7% lower at $46.10 a barrel. That's more than 3% lower than before the storm. That doesn't make any sense. I know they just spelled that out, but we should be seeing a growth in the price because there's less capacity. So I don't understand. Nobody's giving the rationale for that. Wholesale gasoline prices have spiked, there we go, as the storm made a landfall, but analysts say impact on prices at the pump should be limited. U.S. stockpiles of gas remain high. Harvey is now moving back towards southwestern Texas and southwestern Louisiana, bringing 6 to 12 additional inches of rainfall with it, according to the National Weather Service. UK Prime Minister Theresa May is meeting her Japanese counterpart Shinzo Abe on Wednesday. May is hoping to lay groundwork for a post-Brexit trade agreement with Japan, which is close to completing a separate agreement with the EU. Meanwhile, the third round of Brexit divorce talks will continue in Brussels on Wednesday. The talk started on a negative note with EU chief negotiator Michael Barnier warning that the UK must start negotiating seriously. We already talked about the market's rebound. Going earnings today, Barnes & Noble was set to release earnings before the bell. The U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysts will publish data on second quarter GDP at 8:30 a.m. It's the second growth estimate for the period. Weekly U.S. crude inventory data will be published at 10:30, and German inflation data is expected at 8 a.m. Mexico's central bank will release its inflation report at 1:30. Today, we already told you what's happening. Tomorrow, Campbell Soup, Lululemon, Athletica, earnings, personal income and spending report, Chinese manufacturing PMI, Eurozone, unemployment and inflation reports, Canadian GDP, BRICS summit in China begins, India GDP, IFA electronic show, and on Friday, jobs report, NAFTA talks, the University of Michigan sentiment report. Pre-market, Dow is up 14 points, NASDAQ is up 8, the S&P is down 0.25 points. Moving pre-market, T. Rowe Price is up slightly, so is Microsoft, McDonald's, Chevron, and Oracle, all less than a quarter of a percent up, so not a lot of movement there. Moving down, J.P. Morgan is down 2/3 of a percent. Perigo is down 1/3 of a percent. Ulta is down 1/4 of a percent. Salesforce is down about 0.20 1/100 of a percent. Western Digital, 1/3. The Treasury inching down yet again by 1/100 of a percent. The 10-year and the 30-year Treasury yield is flat. There you have it. That is today's investment update. We'll be looking forward to Michelle coming back in a little bit. We're going to take another break and we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Huntington in just a few minutes.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee. Welcome back to Good Morning, Hunterdon, WHCRDB, HunterdonChimarira.com, voice of business, the boy from New York City. Yes, it wasn't originally done. That's the original from the darts. How about that? Well, let's see where we are. A while ago, we were talking about the PennEast pipeline. And somehow, early before the summer, it went away. Well, it seems to be raising its ugly head again. Let's find out what's happening. Forum on PennEast Pipeline being held in Hunterdon, published on the 28th. Craig Turpin reports for NJ Advanced Media, the New Jersey Sierra Club will be joined by the Delaware Riverkeeper Network and other environmental groups on Monday for a forum providing updates to the PennEast pipeline. It's being held at 6 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library Complex, 314 Route 12. Earlier this month, just after two new commissioners took their seats on the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, the PennEast Pipeline Company asked it to promptly approve the project that would carry natural gas from Pennsylvania to New Jersey. After battling PennEast for 3 years, we now have to look towards the new challenges ahead of us and gear up for future fights, said Jeff Tittle, director of the New Jersey Sierra Club, said in a news release announcing the meeting. The proposal, which is a 36-inch wide, 120-mile-long pipeline, is a $1.2 billion project that would move natural gas from the Marcellus Shale region in Luzerne County, Pennsylvania, to Hunterdon and Mercer counties. A connector pipeline would then link it to an existing compressor in West Amlo Township. Now, the sad part is they didn't mention when and where this meeting is. So I'll have to dig around a little bit. Oh, there it is, the county complex, 6 p.m. Now, I don't know if it happened to be last week or it's coming up. They don't give the date. This was published on the 28th, so I imagine it's next week, which is Labor Day. Interesting, because Labor Day, I wouldn't think the county complex would be open, but I could be wrong. So if you're interested in learning more about it and hearing what the Sierra Club has to say, I would suggest you go to that meeting. Now, I am going to... I'm sure the Sierra Club and the River Keeper Network, they have their agenda. They are concerned, and rightfully so. But you, as an, if you're going to be objective, you have to hear it through a prism that they are contributing. So please, when you go, make sure that you are asking questions and getting the full answer and not the edited answer that the Sierra Club and the Delaware River Keepers Network want you to hear. Everybody has a bias. Everybody has a subconscious bias and an intentional bias. We do that. We want to sway people's attention. Now, I don't want the PennEast pipeline any more than anybody else does, for the most part, but it doesn't mean that you follow blindly what another group is telling you. Make up your own mind with your own information. So please, when you go, learn about what you need to learn and make your own mind up. We had three indicted for theft of dirt bikes at the YMCA, of all places. Written on the 28th, Craig Turpin reports that three Warren County men have been indicted for their roles in the theft of eight dirt bikes from the Camp Bernie YMCA. Huntington County Prosecutor Anthony P. Kearns III said on Monday. Sean S. Lance, 27, of Washington, Richard J. Mack, 24, of Hackettstown, and Charles W. Pickett, 26, of Washington, were indicted by a grand jury on Thursday on a single count each of third-degree burglary and conspiracy and two counts of third-degree theft, according to a news release. The men were charged by the Lebanon Township Police Department on June 19th. The thefts took place over two separate occasions in June, according to the news release. So yesterday we talked about locking your cars and locking your house. Well, you got to do things. If you're going to keep things locked up or stored somewhere, you got to keep an eye on them too. We're in a different world, folks. Unfortunately, everybody's looking to, not everybody, there are people that are always trying to get the better of others. And so it's important for you to make sure that you're taking care of your stuff. It's kind of important. And we'll finish up our local news. Again, I'm not really happy about having this negative stuff here. Wannabe sandwich maker stealing bread in Lambertville. August 29th is the posting of this. Craig Turpin says the police reported they are investigating the theft of bread from a Bridge Street business. Fine Food and Flowers reported at 8:44 a.m. on August 19th that someone had stolen an order of sandwich bread from near the front entrance, police said. Same day, Sergeant Anthony Mamolo took a report of someone leaving food and possibly living behind the Exxon gas station on Bridge Street. Manola reported finding two shopping bags that contained some fresh food. It appeared that someone was storing a personal cache of food at the spot or sleeping there. He did not see any signs of the missing bread. Anyone with information on this bread should contact the department at 609-397-3132. Isn't it nice that one of our biggest problems is looking for a delivery of bread? That's too much. Anyway, we're in a different world. If anybody sees, you know, folks that are homeless living in Lambertville, we need to get them in touch with the Hunterdon Helpline. Susan Lax and her folks, along with the United Way, will find a way to get you in some type of program to get you shelter, start getting you food, getting you to a food pantry, and start counseling you on getting where you need to go. There are plenty of opportunities here in Hunterdon County. We don't have enough, obviously, but there are a lot of folks that we bring on our shows here to demonstrate the capability of Hunterdon County in helping people with homelessness. It is 8:57. We're going to take a break, do the news and weather, And we'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon, WHCRDB on HuntingChamber.com. We'll get to today in history in just a little bit. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon, and we are on HuntingChamber.com. Stay tuned for the news.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tropical storm Harvey is now sweeping back on shore at this hour, continuing to pour heavy rain on the Gulf Coast, having made landfall again near Cameron, Louisiana. And storm surge warnings are predicting seawater could rise 2 to 4 feet. That is, Texas is still devastated. Here's Bill Zimfer with an update.
Still dire for those in the Houston area where many neighborhoods are underwater. Mayor Sylvester Turner says it won't end when the rain stops.
That is, Texas is still devastated. Here's Bill Zimfer with an update.
Still dire for those in the Houston area where many neighborhoods are underwater. Mayor.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Houston remains submerged, of course, but another Texas city 90 miles to the east of it completely deluged as well. Beaumont, Texas, Mayor Becky Ames says the rain's been falling for several days.
But I think that last night certainly will be the highest amount. We're thinking probably close to 40 inches total.
Louisiana now being hit by Harvey's rains, though the flooding there is not expected to be anywhere near as bad as Texas. Same goes for Mississippi, where the storm is headed next.
We really aren't expecting anything in the way of really significant or catastrophic flooding.
Daniel Lamb at the National Weather Service office in Jackson says those downpours could begin today as some of Harvey's heavier rain bands reach Mississippi.
That's Randy Bell reporting from Jackson, Mississippi, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year Yorgage is 3.25%. APR 3.75%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 4th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
President Trump heading to Missouri today to push for sweeping tax reform, which is now at the top of his to-do list following the failure of the GOP health care bill. An Arizona federal judge saying she will not throw out former Sheriff Joe Arpaio's contempt conviction without hearing arguments from both sides. The judge, Susan Bolton, ordering Arpaio and the Justice Department to file briefs arguing why she should